you referenced some of this earlier. The reason that we got to this political standoff is because of the differences between Democrats and Republicans on the policy part of this. And back in January, those two Americans, Renee Good and Alex Preddy, were shot during immigration actions. Democrats point to that and say, this is why they need to force change. We saw that letter you signed, and in it, you were very willing, you told lawmakers, to expand the use of body cameras, to limit enforcement activities at locations like schools and hospitals, and require officers to identify themselves. So if you're willing to make those changes, what's the harm in legislating them?
We already made those changes.
But why not put that in law then? No,
matter of fact, the bill they're holding up right now actually gives $120 million to buy more cameras. I've already talked to them. They want to talk about policy and legislate policy. Look, if they want to change the law, change the law. We're enforcing laws they enacted.
Well, they are trying to write
them,
new law.
Give me one instance. And there's not one Democratic lawmaker can give me one example. One, a single one, where ICE arrested an illegal alien inside of a hospital. When have we ever arrested an illegal alien inside of a church? The only one that violated the sanctuary of a church was Don Lemon and that group. No, we have not made those arrests. Even though we don't have a sense of location policy, the men and women of ICE have common sense. They don't go into schools. You know, I want to make a caveat here. If you're a significant public safety threat and national security threat, you have no sanctuary. But they can't point to one instance where ICE has made arrests in those, what they call, sense of locations.